I started to tell you how pleased I am with all the green things growing in your garden. I think this is wonderful. Just don't overdo too much, Duchess. I think you have a tendency to get extremely tired, and I know there's a lot of ground, and it's a lot when you have to go to work every day. But I think it's great that you can, you know, all these things and what they are, because I listen and I read, Duchess. But you know me, I wouldn't know a petunia from a weed. I really wouldn't. I have, I admire people who, and I know you're not, let's say, well read on the art of raising all these things in the yard, but still, you make an excellent attempt, a successful attempt, and I think it's very, very nice. I think I would like it, but I would have to learn a little bit, because I know absolutely nothing about growing things. Let's see, what else can I tell you? I'm trying to think if you asked me anything specific in the letter. I have the letter right here, I could read it again. You did mention you got a hold of Auntie Lizzie and Don, which was very, very good. I have not written to any of these people. I don't know, Duchess. I think it's going to be that kind of a year, because maybe it'll get a little bit easier, but I doubt it. It has been a go-go right along. But when I do have a little time off, you know, I have just acquired the habit of just coming in, sitting down for an hour, reading the newspaper, and by that time, it's time to take a shower and go to bed. And so I don't push myself to get letters off, and I don't tape to anyone. In fact, I really should make Chocho a tape. I think it's, well over a month or so since the last time I taped to her. I haven't taped to Anne since May sometime. And I will. You know, I forget. To me, the things become routine, and I don't want to sound like I'm repeating myself. So I hesitate to make the tapes. We are hoping, I say we, Linda and I, are hoping that within a couple of weeks we'll get trailers. I think I mentioned this to you. The request went to the next higher command, which is Two Field Forces, and Colonel Evans up there approved the request for trailers. Now, what kind they are, Duchess, I don't know. Somebody said they're side-by-sides, whatever that is, I don't know. Somebody else said they're porter camps, and other people say, no, they're just trailers. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But anything will be better than this pig's pen we're living in. It's really bad, this hooch that we have here. You wouldn't believe it. Remember the picture Tobacco Road? Well, that's us. It's amazing what one can get used to. And as I say, I don't spend that much time here, just in the evenings, and I come in and I take a shower and go to bed. I'm tired, you know. But I feel fine. In fact, I think I may have gained a couple of pounds. I don't know. I do get enough rest, I think. Some days I don't, but it's still a long grind because it's 6 days every week and very often 7 days a week. But I feel if I go to bed and get 7 or 8 hours sleep, that's good. And I'm not staying up as late as I have been. I mean, you know, like sometimes 12 o'clock I'm in bed, which is good for me because many times it's one or after. What else? Oh, you commented you got the pictures of the service club girl. I thought you would enjoy them. I enjoyed them. I got a chuckle out of them, and I was happy you got them. And as I said, I had sent Mother one, too, a set. Oh, another thing. Did I tell you I got another raise? It was my annual step increase, Duchess, from a GS-9 Step 2 to a GS-9 Step 3. And they are fouling up my paychecks for the simple reason, for one reason or another, the time attendance sheet that I hand in to my boss, to the other Ann, she takes them or sends them to the finance office, and they usually get lost. But by the time the finance gets them, they miss a pay period. So instead of getting paid once every 2 weeks, I've been getting a statement once a month, which is no big thing. It doesn't make any difference, except that the bank in Toms River is only taking out, you know, 200 or whatever it is. Yeah, 200 each time they receive a check, which means I'm getting another 600 or something thrown into my checking account, which is much, much more than I wanted. By the way, I wrote the bank and told them to deduct 300 per pay period. So I think that's pretty good. In fact, I think it's very good. And I don't know, I have $1,000 or more easy in my checking account now, which I may use, of course, depending upon how I go home. I mean, if I take a trip, and I don't know what to do about that. I can't decide which way to travel, whether I should go across the Pacific or via Europe. I really can't make up my mind. And I have a feeling that just that in another couple of months, I'll just be anxious to get home. You know, you think now that you'd like to do things, but as the year goes on, you just feel, all I want to do is get home and put my feet up. And I don't know. I can't decide. I welcome any of your suggestions. There is a place in Saigon that Anne gave me the address, or at least the name of it, that books passengers, you know, on freighters and things. I might, maybe could ask them. But I wouldn't mind a few weeks, but I don't think I'd want to be a couple of months traveling. I don't know, I guess I must be getting old. Anyway, the reason I think about it and talk about it now, even though I have another 8.5 months to go, is, as I mentioned before, they get booked solid, and you have to make a decision 6 months ahead of time, or it's too late. So, I don't know. In fact, I have to start thinking about when I'd like to take a leave and when I'd like to go on R&R. The R&R I'd like to take would be to Australia, and you can't take that until you have about 9 months in country. So that would mean somewhere around November. In fact, that's the month I'm pushing for. I don't know if I'll take a leave before that. I could take a four-day weekend, and this major tells me that they have planes going to Thailand all the time. Thailand's about an hour away, Bangkok. But, you know, I was there before, and I really don't have a big desire to go. Linda has put in a request to go in August for a four-day weekend to Thailand, and I'm sure she'll get it. But it's just a rat race, Duchess, of running around. She wants to do some shopping, but she has to pay commercially. See, that's your own expense. And I don't know how expensive it is. It's probably, I don't know, $100-something round trip. I have no idea. But it's worth it. But I could just go to a hotel and, you know, sleep and eat and that kind of stuff. We do get good food here. We get a lot of steaks. You can buy the steaks from some of the clubs, NCO clubs and whatnot. And we've had a lot of cookouts right here in the yard. In fact, I bet we've had steak 5 times this week. I don't say they're the greatest steak, but just some of them are. Some of them are very good. Like this evening, they had a cookout at the swimming pool, the 222nd Battalion. And I stopped over for about an hour. Now, here I'm sitting. It's about 8:30 in the evening. And I haven't even begun to pack a thing, because it won't take me that long. But this will be the first chance I've had to wear some civilian clothes, you know, when I go down to Vung Tau. And, of course, everything is in my wear lockers. And I have those camphor packages there. And when you open the wear locker, you can just be knocked over with the fumes, you know. Of course, it keeps the clothes in perfect shape, except they have such an odor to them. So I was going to come home tonight, and the first thing I was going to do was take my clothes out and blow the fan on them for a while. And, of course, I didn't know I was going so early in the morning. I thought I'd be leaving tomorrow afternoon, but he decided to fly me down in the morning. So I'll have to pack tonight, I think. So here I sit. I haven't even opened up a wear locker, but I will. And I don't have to take that much. I have to take a couple of uniforms and a couple of dresses and my bathing suits and my shorts and all those good things. Be kind of nice. And then I can take a shower tonight without worrying about getting my cast wet. I'm so glad that's off. It's not as inconvenient for me as it is for a lot of people. They say it drives them crazy, it itches, and it rubs, and it's hot. I can't say that I had a great deal of discomfort with it, but I do miss being able to just step into the shower. And I have to put a plastic bag on that thing. It gets wet anyway, Duchess. And I've been caught in the rain, I don't know how many times with that cast, and it did fall apart a little bit, but on the whole, it held up pretty well. So, what else do I have to tell you? I have an orange. We got an orange for lunch today. We don't see a great deal of fresh fruit. I had an apple and an orange today. I think it was because it was a holiday. Anyway, I saved the orange. I still have it. What else? I'm not thinking. Oh, you mentioned you were going to send me lavender dehumidifiers or something like camphor balls, right? Moth balls or something. That'd be great. I don't need an awful lot. As I say, I have these that I have now, and they certainly do the job. Oh, and by the way, Duchess, don't send me any creams or anything. I don't need them. I never use cream because my skin is moist. It really is, and it looks, I think, very well. I don't get that much sun, believe it or not. And my face is always moist, and I wash it 3 or 4 times a day, and I don't use any makeup, none whatsoever. I don't even use lipstick. Isn't that terrible? I'm telling you, I'm a real hick. And I don't even wear shoes. I wear sneakers. Instead, I only wear one. I wear a cast that goes on the other one, right? This is running out, Duchess, and I don't know that I gave you a lot of information, but I'm well, I'm fine, I'm going to Bone Town for a few days, so I'll make a tape just as soon as I get back. Just take care of yourself. Tell everyone.